This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I think that's everything.
Thanks, love. I'll see if I can get some of the grease off this frying pan.
Well, I hope Poppy will be okay at nursery after what happened last term.
Oh, that was a one-off. She's looking forward to seeing her friends again.
And I wish Andrew wasn't taking Jake in tomorrow. I'd like to make sure he's okay too.
Well, it makes sense when Jake's staying there tomorrow night so Andrew can drive him to his match.
I suppose.
It's nice of him to offer.
I just don't see why he has to stay at Andrew's tonight, too.
It's more practical. And Andrew's not coming for Jake till after tea. You've got the whole day with him. Oh, this pan. You should go out.
Maybe. Why, is that what Ed and Emma are doing?
Yeah. They're all going to that theme park, remember?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I was thinking of taking the kids up to see Nick, like we do every Sunday.
Well, that's the best I can do. It's not just Sunday, though, is it, love? I don't think it would hurt to give it a miss for one day.
Well, I enjoy going. Poppy's painted a picture for her.
Yes. I do wonder if it's a bit confusing for her, though. Wouldn't it be better if she thought Nick was always with her in her happy memories?
Well,
and in her heart?
I say all that too.
Yes, I know you do.
Well, it's just a beautiful place for them to remember Nick.
Yes. But you won't be able to go there quite so often, will you, once they're at school and you start working full time again?
All the more reason to go today.
It might be worth trying to find other ways of remembering Nick.
Well, how do you mean?
She used to enjoy your days out together so much.
Yeah. There was that time we went to Lower Larksley Fair. That was really special.
That's a good idea. Poppy loves the petting zoo there, and I'm sure Jake and Mia would like another crack at that tree walk.
They would enjoy that. Yeah, Nick would like him to go, wouldn't she?
Of course she would. Tell you what, I'll make a picnic. Me and Eddie can come with you. It'll be a real family outing.
That's fine. I'll meet you there then.
Oh, sorry.
I've got to go now, Dad. See you in a bit.
You're going to see your dad?
I think he could do with someone.
He's got Jim and Jazza.
And they're such good company, he'd rather redecorate the women's changing rooms at the cricket ground than stay in with them.
It's Alistair who's been up there. Well, that solves one mystery.
Yes, but not the mystery of why you suddenly don't want to be with him.
Oh, Dan, I've explained all that.
No, you haven't. You were at that point-to-point all day yesterday.
Yes, I'm sorry, I had to go. If I'd known you were coming, I'd... Anyway, we talked about it last night.
And I still don't understand, Mum.
I know you want to try and fix things for us.
Because you haven't even tried.
It's a shock, and I hate to hurt you.
Well, then do something about it.
I can't.
You mean you won't?
Oh.
Well, that's what it seems like to me. I mean, if one of you had been having an affair or run up huge debts or drank too much every night, I could have understood, but you said it wasn't anything like that.
It wasn't. It isn't.
Well, then why now? It's just... it's out of nowhere.
That's a fair question.
I know it is.
Caroline dying. That was one of the triggers.
Because it made you think life's short. It is short, Mum. Too short to throw away a really good marriage.
It was good, darling, but it isn't anymore.
Well, Dad doesn't think so.
Yes, that's part of the problem. We've grown apart. We've been growing apart for years.
I never even noticed. Am I stupid or what?
No, of course not. But you're in love with Dorothy. Naturally, you think that will last forever.
This isn't about me and Dorothy.
I'm just saying, it's hard for you to imagine feelings like that could just fade away.
Yeah, it is.
But things change, Dan. Once you'd left home...
Oh, it's my fault.
No, of course not. But having you to concentrate on distracted us from underlying issues.
Well, what issues? You still haven't convinced me there are any.
No, I'm sorry about that. But I don't have to. You're an adult. You've made your decisions about how you want to live your life, and I'm making mine.
And you don't care who gets hurt in the process?
Oh, of course I care. But I don't know what you want from me, Daniel. I found you a good father, didn't I?
So this is my fault?
No, I didn't...
Is that all Dad ever was?
No, I didn't mean it like that. So
my whole childhood was a lie?
Of course it wasn't.
I've got to see Dad.
No, Daniel, please don't go. Let me explain.
I think you said enough. I'd rather spend some time with the father you very kindly found for me.
Oh, she's having such a good time feeding that lamb, isn't she?
Yeah. It was good to bring the kids out.
I'm glad you think so. Mm. When the others get back from the treetop walk, we can have our picnic.
Good idea. I am getting a bit peckish.
Morning, Clary.
Hi, Alistair.
Will, Poppy's very good at giving that lamb her bottle, isn't she? Mm. Children do love petting the orphan lambs.
Yes. She takes after her mum.
Sorry, Will. I didn't mean... When I said orphans, I didn't...
So what brings you up here, Alistair?
Well, I was actually planning to finish painting the women's changing rooms, but Elizabeth asked me to check on that exact lamb. Always best to be on the safe side.
Especially with no mum to look after.
Yes.
I was so sorry to hear about you and Shula.
Oh, thank you. Suppose it must be all round the village by now.
It's very sad. How are you doing?
Well, you know, not great. Of course, it's nothing compared to your situation, Will.
No, it isn't.
No. Well, I'd better get on. Meant to be meeting down at the pavilion.
Oh, he's home. That's nice for you.
Yeah, it is. And he's been promoted to captain, so, anyway, enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye, Alistair.
Bye.
Enjoy the rest of our day, like we could.
Alistair didn't mean to upset you.
Now maybe we should just go. When Dad and Grandad get back with Jake and Mia...
But we haven't had our picnic yet. Don't spoil the children's day just because Alistair said something a bit thoughtless.
Well, people always say the wrong thing. I wish they wouldn't bother. I'd rather they just leave us alone. There isn't anything to say.
Thanks for giving me a hand with this.
You're not the world's best decorator.
Huh.
I'm surprised you volunteered to do it.
Give me an excuse to get out of Greenacres.
I know the feeling.
Mum's really upset you, hasn't she?
She actually expected me to be grateful to her for finding me a father.
Ridiculous.
I never saw it like that.
Neither did I.
And if she can say something like that, you're better off without her.
I don't want you to feel like that about your mother.
How else can I feel about her? Did you have any idea she felt like that?
No. But that was part of the problem, apparently.
I don't know how she can do this to you.
I'm not sure myself. Though, I have been starting to wonder.
Yeah?
Whether she ever really loved me.
I'm sorry, I've made things worse, haven't I?
No, absolutely not. No, it's wonderful to have you back and to feel... No, I shouldn't say that.
No, go on.
Well, I was going to say, it's wonderful to feel you're on my side. But... You shouldn't have to think about your parents like that.
Oh, Dad, this is such a mess.
Yeah, I know. But look, Dan, whatever the truth about our marriage turns out to be, we always loved you. There was never any doubt about that.
I don't even know what to think anymore.
Listen, whatever happens between me and your mum in the future, I'll always be your dad. Nothing can change that.
No. That was the one thing I'd never doubted.
Thank you. Am I allowed to give a captain in the Royal Tank Regiment a big hug, or is that against Queen's regs?
Of course you are. Now let me paint round the light switches. You always make a mess of that.
Thanks for giving me hand with clearing up. I'm so glad you decided to stay.
Ah, you were right. I shouldn't let other people spoil our time together.
Leave that now, I can manage. Go Go and play with the children.
Ah, me and Poppy are happy enough making daisy chains. And Grandad's keeping an eye on them.
Mia's so sweet with her.
She gets more and more like her mum every day.
You could go and tell your dad to stop hogging the ball and give Jake a turn.
Jake gives as good as he gets. I won't disturb them. We'll be going soon.
Really?
I told you. I want us to get up to see Nick.
Love, I really think
you
should...
Will?
Hi, Shula. You looking for Alistair?
No, why?
Well, he was here earlier.
Oh, I see. No, I've come to see Elizabeth. Oh, this is nice. The whole family enjoying themselves.
Yes. Not the whole family, though.
Oh, yes, of course. I didn't know.
I'll tell them. Jake and Dad will be off soon.
Oh, Clary, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
I only meant that... Well, it was nice to see them here.
Yeah, enjoying themselves for a little while. I only wish William could.
It was thoughtless of me.
Well, it's difficult to know what the right thing is to say to him at the moment. I'm certainly not having much luck.
No, I know the feeling.
You'd be very welcome to come, you know. Your granddad always makes too much.
I know.
Be doing me a favour, otherwise we'll be living on cold roast potatoes for days. And he's desperate to show you his new piano skills.
I'm not sure I'm quite up for that at the moment.
We don't have to talk about me and your mum.
Even so,
Actually, this afternoon's earmarked for giving Jazza a mock interview.
Jazza's thinking of leaving his pigs? That is news.
Only for some other pigs, though. He's interested in a job at this new mega pig unit.
Really? Wouldn't have thought that was his kind of thing.
He says he fancies a change. But you're right, that's why he needs the interview practice. You'd be a great help with all your experience.
I didn't meet many pigs in Estonia.
I meant with interviewing your troopers.
Tempting as that sounds.
Oh, well, it was just a thought.
And a nice one. And I will come round soon, I promise. It's just, well, I want to ring Dorothy.
I see.
I really need to talk to her.
Yeah, of course. And then, well, I suppose your mum's expecting you for lunch?
Oh, I'm not going back to the stables. Now, once I've spoken to Dorothy, I think I might take a walk up Lakey Hill. It's a good place to think.
Oh, I don't know how the kids make so much mess.
At least we got them all off on time. Oh, hi, love.
Hello.
How was Poppy?
She settled okay.
Well, she seemed to. I stayed with her till I was sure.
That's good.
I wish you knew about Jake, though. I did ask him to text me.
Well, you see him tomorrow?
I might try him at lunchtime. I think I'll just ring Poppy's nursery. I'll make sure she was all right after I went.
Oh, dear. I'm sure she will have been.
She seemed fine this morning. And it's no big deal, Jake having a couple of nights with his dad.
That's what Eddie says.
It was a rest for us not to have George and Jake bickering over breakfast.
I wish William would relax a bit, the kids a bit.
I know. It's not good for them either.
You seem to be the only one who's on her side.
Well, Elizabeth's been very supportive, but I think everyone else is trying to remain neutral. Except your gran, of course.
She's devastated.
Yeah, well, I think she's overreacting a bit.
Do you think I am?
What? No. Must have been a horrible shock for you.
Mum as good as told me that she only stayed with Dad to give me a father.
What?
I think she'd have been better off without Alistair all along.
Oh, I'm sure that she doesn't think that.
She made the wrong decision and now she's punishing Dad for it.
No, Dan, that's not fair. I can see how much this is costing her.
Dad would never have treated her like this.
You don't know that.
I think I do. She's being so unfair to him.
Look, it's not the whole story.
Well, it's not all Mum's fault. Because that's what it looks like to me.
I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
Well, I would say that marriages are complicated and only the two people involved know what goes on in them.
Sounds like you know too. What aren't you telling me?
I know Shula gave Alistair a lot of support in the past. This isn't as one-sided as you think.
What support?
Trust me, a lot.
I don't know that I can trust anyone. Not when my mother's marriage has been a sham for years and she just got fed up with carrying on the pretense.
Now, that is absolutely not the case.
If she felt like that, she should have left him years ago. At least it would have been honest.
Well, perhaps she wasn't in a position to be honest.
What do you mean?
There was a time when Shula would have had very good reason to leave Alistair and nobody would have blamed her. But she didn't. She stuck by him. Cut your mother some slack, mate.
How can I, when I don't know what you're talking about? How can I make sense of anything when no one will treat me like an adult and tell me the truth? What reason? What do you mean?
No. Okay, maybe it is time that you knew this. Your dad had a problem with gambling.
All right, Will. I hoped you might be in.
Andrew, what brings you here?
Well, I were passing. I thought I'd drop in on the off chance.
Oh, I see.
Well, we never get a chance to chat, do we? Not without all the kids there.
I suppose not. Do we need to?
No, just thought it'd be nice to have a catch-up. See how we think everything's going.
Right.
So, any chance of a cuppa?
I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't have told you, but...
I'm glad you did. I can't believe neither of them have.
Well, there was no need. It's been under control for years.
Yes, but when it wasn't...
Well, you were so much younger. They were trying to protect you like loving parents do.
I suppose.
Look, I only told you because I wanted you to see that the difficulties in the marriage haven't all been of Shula's making.
No.
Plus, you said you thought she never loved him.
He's wondering that too.
Well, doesn't this prove that she must have? To stand by him in the way that she did?
Maybe.
You might mention that to your dad too.
I don't know how I'm going to talk to either of them about this.
I wouldn't rush it. Dan, you asked me to treat you like an adult.
I meant it. And I appreciate it, I suppose.
Well, you're certainly old enough to realise that your parents are human. And they fail sometimes, as we all do.
Yeah.
But they did love each other. Once. And maybe that's as good as it gets.
Jake thinks he's schooling with a real chance tonight.
Yeah, he said. My dad was teaching him a few tricks on Sunday.
Yeah, he told me. It's all right as long as the ref doesn't see him.
Well, that's dad for you. Andrew, you didn't really come all this way to talk about Jake's football match, did you?
No. Mm. How do you reckon Jake's coping without his mum?
Well, he misses her to pieces. They all do.
Of course.
But I'm really trying to help them get through it.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'm really proud of how they're doing.
Even Jake?
Yeah. Why? What's he been saying?
There's nothing against you, but since you moved back here, well, there have been these scraps with George.
I wouldn't call them scraps. It's just lads for you.
No, it's getting to him, though, mate. He wants a break from it.
Well, what do you mean?
He wants to stay with me for the rest of the week. I came to collect some more clothes.
Just because of a bit of banter?
Oh, come on, it's more than that. And I know it must be hard for her too, but the way Emma laid into him of that incident with the laptop, well, that was out of order.
What are you talking about? What incident with the laptop?
I'll just bring some of these home with me when I finish, Chloe, if that's easier.
Oh, if you don't mind. I thought everyone deserved a cake. First day back at school and all.
Might save Helen one too. She's even more stressed than I've been.
Oh.
Getting into a right state about this Food and Farming Award judge coming on Thursday. Sheila Dillon's her name.
Mm.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Chloe, I'm a fan. But Helen's going way over the top.
I know. She's been cleaning the dairy with a toothbrush.
Poor you. And I bet Mum's been bending your ear about Dad's new managerial responsibilities too.
What, the interviews? Yes. I gather she's bought him a new tie.
She'd had her way, it would have been a new suit.
Jazz has applied, hasn't he? Wonder what he'll turn up in.
I want a word with you, Emma.
Oh, OK. I'm just about to go on my lunch break, so...
Is something the matter, love?
You're too right it is. Andrew's keeping Jake for the rest of the week because of you.
Me? Hey.
Because of this broken laptop, which you didn't even have the decency to tell me about. Right idiot I looked.
We were waiting
and
to
no
see...
wonder Andrew doesn't trust me to look after Jake.
But I'm sure he does.
No, he doesn't. And it's all your fault.
Keep your voice down. Come on, we can talk about this outside.
Are you sure you don't want anything to eat, Dan?
Coffee's fine, honestly.
This was Kenton's idea, was it?
Yeah, he thought he'd be able to tell me more about Mum and my birth father.
Mark? Oh, I see. So what do you want to know?
Were they happy?
Oh, yes.
I'd like to think Mum was happy with one of her husbands.
With both of them. Alistair too.
But not now.
Things change, Dan. And Sheila has been honest enough to admit that.
That's one way of looking at it.
She never compared Alistair with Mark, if that's what you're thinking.
No, I'm afraid it's more about me. Does she really want me?
Of course. Why would you say that? She was having IVF.
Yes, but after my real dad was killed, she might have changed her mind.
She might, but she didn't. I mean, after Mark died, in the middle of all that terrible grief and shock, she continued with the injections to prepare herself to go ahead with it.
I didn't realise that.
Of course she wanted you. They both did. And then Alistair. He couldn't have loved you more if you were his own.
Uncle Kenton said you'd been supporting Mum.
Naturally. I think she's shown a lot of courage.
You think this is brave, what she's doing now?
Yes, Dan. Actually, I do.
It was him that broke it, you know. And we've got to replace it. And that's not going to be
easy. I can't believe it. This is about money.
You know it isn't about money. It was much more complicated than that.
Well, how is it complicated?
Jake had said some really horrible things to Kira.
But that's all sorted. We don't need to go into that now.
Well, what kind of horrible things?
Honestly, don't matter.
It does.
We didn't want to upset you.
Yeah, well, that worked.
I'm sorry. And when Jake comes back, I'll apologise again.
Well, I don't want you talking to him. You've done enough damage already.
Love, I know you're upset, but don't speak to Emma like that. She's done so much to support you.
If this is her idea of support, she needn't bother.
It was a one-off. We've all overreacted sometimes.
Huh. And the way you treated Nick before she died, was that a one-off?
William!
I forgave you for that.
I know, and I regret it so much.
Then be more careful about what you say to her son. Because if you've driven Jake away, I will never forgive you.
Oh, Emma. Oh, love, I'm so sorry.
How can you say that to me? I think about how I was with Nick every day. And if he's going to throw it in my face like that...
He didn't mean it. This is all about Jake not wanting to come home.
No, I know how Jake feels. I wish there was somewhere else I could be too.
All these things going on in my parents' marriage and I had no idea.
Well, you were a child. A very loved child. And they were trying to protect you.
That's what Kenton says.
You never stop. I'm still protecting Lily and Freddie, even now.
Still?
Yeah. I know Freddie has an idealised version of his father that he struggles to live up to.
Does he? I never felt that about Mark.
Then Shula did a better job than I have.
It wasn't that. It's because I had Dad.
Yes. Nigel wasn't the man Freddie thinks he was. Well, not when he was Freddie's age, anyway.
Oh, yeah, it's one of Mum's stories.
Hmm?
Something about a gorilla suit.
Yes. Wouldn't you be more comfortable if you took your head off? That's what Mum said to him.
Did she? That's really funny.
I mean, Freddie knows Nigel was a bit of a dreamer, of course. But if I tried to tell him that his dad wasn't that good at school and pulled all those crazy stunts, I don't think Freddie would want to know. My point is, Dan... You don't like to shatter your children's illusions. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
I've probably said too much already.
No, no.
Well, if I haven't, I'm sure Kenton has.
Maybe. But I'm not a child anymore. I don't need protecting. I need to know.
You probably do. But you need time to think about this. Take it all in.
I'm planning to go away for a few days.
Are you?
Yeah, I really need to see Dorothy.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
I need to check...
What?
I need to be sure we love each other.
Kate, I really haven't got much time.
But this is important.
Be quick, then. I'm late as it is.
Why? Where are you off to in such a hurry?
Barrow Farm. I'm on the interview panel for the pig unit jobs.
Are you?
Yes. And Mum's already delayed me, bending my ear about how we need to keep Brian occupied now Ruhr is back at school.
Oh, well, I just wanted to tell you how thrilled I am about the implantation.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you.
And I've performed a Mother Earth ritual for you all.
Okay, thank you. We probably do need all the help we can get.
I think it's wonderful. A brand new life is just what this family needs. A real new start.
That would be nice.
Which is why I wanted to talk to you about some new ideas I've had for my business and yours.
And I'd love to hear them, but I really can't do that now. Let's talk about this later,
Ah, I like what you've done with your office.
Oh, well, it was Susan, really. She wanted me to give it a personal touch.
Especially that executive toy. Oh. I've always wanted one.
Yeah, I don't really know what to do with it.
Quite calming, I've been told.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
And you look very smart. Is that Susan too?
Yeah, she's been trying to get me in a suit for years.
Now, before we start, I'd like to explain why I wanted Adam to be on the interviewing panel.
Right.
My thinking was, first, that he's used to appointing farm staff.
Oh, of course.
But also, he contract farms the estate land.
Which grows maize for the AD unit.
Oh, I see you're ahead of me.
And our pig slurry will be going to the same unit.
Exactly. So there's an obvious crossover.
Mm. I was surprised you didn't ask Brian.
Well, he's taking more of a back seat at the moment.
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, I'm playing golf with him this afternoon, so I can give him a heads up if he needs one.
Well, it's fine by me, having Adam on the panel.
Good.
I hope you feel the same about me adding Jazza to the list of candidates.
Oh, I was a little surprised.
But he is very good with pigs.
Well, I'm aware of that, but I don't see him as fitting into a team very easily.
Well,
Which is essential to the smooth running of the operation.
Well, I agree.
So then why...
He is an extremely experienced herdsman.
No, I don't dispute
and
that.
And very respected locally. And if we hadn't at least given him an interview, it would have caused comment. Not least from Jazzer. But if you think I was wrong...
No, I think you were being far-sighted and diplomatic.
Come in!
I knew you were the right man for general manager.
Sorry I'm late.
No problem. Gave us a chance to talk a few things over. Mm.
Jazz is in the yard.
Oh, he's keen.
He must be. Came on the Bridge Farm quad bike in his overalls.
So, Jazz, I'd like to start by asking why, having worked with outdoor pigs for so many years, you'd be interested in working in an indoor environment.
That was one of my questions, too.
Neither of you'd need to ask if you'd ever done it, would they, Neil?
They won't know unless you explain it to them.
Right, well, picture the scene. It's the middle of February, and you arrive one morning to find the drinkers have frozen solid overnight.
Right, so then?
So then you have to haul the water bowsers through all the snow, ice and frozen mud to refill them.
Unpleasant.
You said it. Working in a nice warm building where that could never happen would be a piece of cake after that.
There might be other challenges, but thank you for your honesty.
Let's talk about something more practical.
Fine by me. I'm a practical kind of guy.
What would you do if you were doing the feeds one morning and found a couple of the young pigs were off their feed?
I'd sympathise. I've had a few mornings like that myself when I've been out in the lash.
It's a serious question.
I'd isolate them straight away, check their temperatures, look for signs of scouring or breathing problems, maybe give them some electrolytes, and then keep them isolated till the vets had a chance to look at them.
Just what I do myself.
I know my stuff.
Well, you're obviously experienced.
I'd need to be.
Because you usually work on your own.
Tom reckons he gives me a hand, but between you and me, he's a fat lot of help. Mm. I'd rather run the show myself.
But you wouldn't be doing that at this unit. How do you think you'd cope with working as part of a team?
Depends whether it was Celtic or Rangers.
If you could just answer the question.
Oh, I know this is new territory for me, but that's why I'm applying. I like a challenge. Who knows? I might even learn something.
You're hoping to progress your career by widening your experience.
Aye. Thanks, Adam. I couldn't have put it better myself.
And thank you for your time. We'll be in touch. She was a very promising candidate.
Yeah, all that American experience. Fascinating.
Just what we want. Someone who's actually worked in a big-scale operation.
And ended up as manager.
Impressive.
But you're not looking for someone to fill a managerial post.
Oh, I thought she gave you a very good answer when you asked her if she'd find going back to a more everyday routine a little dull.
Yeah, so did I. She's learnt she's happiest working hands-on with pigs rather than doing admin and report writing. I can relate to that.
Oh, don't say that, Neil. Not when we've just given you the job of general manager.
I meant I can appreciate where she's coming from.
Fair enough.
I think she's our strongest candidate so far.
We've still got quite a few to see.
Yeah, of course, though I think we can all agree, even at this early stage, that Jazza won't be on the shortlist. Entertaining though he was.
He's a good pig man.
Yeah, undoubtedly. Just not right for this kind of operation.
And whatever he said, I can't see him being happy working as part of a team.
Is that what you'd like me to say to him as our reason for turning him down?
Well, you can soften the blow a bit. You know, say we anticipate more vacancies will become available as different parts of the complex are completed. Mm. Oh, sorry, I'd better take this. Hi, Brian. Is this about this afternoon?
You still look worried.
Yes. Yeah. Telling him he might get another job doesn't really explain why he didn't get this one.
Yeah. Well, you could mention that his interview technique could use a bit of work. Mm-hmm. That'd be useful feedback.
Yeah, it would. Though I doubt he'd do anything about it.
Yeah, go back to basics. Mention that when you're asked, what is your greatest weakness, saying it's a toss-up between whiskey and women isn't the ideal answer.
Oh, I suppose it's worth a try.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I just wanted to check if our golf was still on for this afternoon.
I hope it is. Mum will be eternally grateful to you.
Oh, yes, so Lillian said. Well, we'd better get our skates on. Neil, would you like to refresh our memories about the next candidate?
Sounds like you had a successful morning.
Very. We even had Jazza for light relief.
I can imagine.
There was one outstanding candidate, a woman too.
Oh, that'll earn you brownie points with the sisterhood.
Well, we've still got to make our final decision. So, how are you coping with the news about Martin Gibson?
Oh, don't. Yeah, I can't believe it went that way. Martin, chair of BL.
Well, that's democracy for you.
The way he assured me afterwards, the board will now be in safe hands.
What a cheek of the man.
Don't worry. I'm sure the other members will see sense pretty quickly. Out on his ear before Christmas.
Well, let's hope so. Do you fancy another round tomorrow?
Oh, if you like.
Yeah.
You don't have to do this, you know. Not if you don't want to.
Dad, why wouldn't I want to have another game of golf with you?
Because I usually beat you.
You do not.
And because Jenny and Lillian set this up to keep me occupied, tell me I'm wrong.
Well, Lillian might have mentioned something along those lines.
Well, I don't need babysitting.
I enjoy play.
And Jenny needn't worry. I've got more than enough to keep me busy. Even if I'm not supposedly in charge of the farm.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, a lot of financial matters that need my attention.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
It isn't. I need an urgent meeting with my accountant and then... Well, I'm going to have to make some tough decisions.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'd welcome the chance to talk them over with someone I can trust, since I can't confide in my family anymore.
Well, I'd be more than happy to help if I can.
Thank you. Well, if you've got time, once I've thrashed you out here, perhaps we could have a chat in the clubhouse.
Having a bit of a tidy up?
Oh, well, with all the mess over there, I like to keep the area around the yurts as uncluttered as possible. Better feng shui.
Of course. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's all right.
Mum again, wanting to know if she should start cleaning the caravans ready for the pickers. So, the yurts are looking good.
Oh, thank you.
You've done a brilliant job of getting everything shipshape up here.
Well, it hasn't been easy.
I know, but the clean-up squad won't be around for much longer.
I hope they don't go before they've screened off the site. Dad said he'd get that done ages ago.
It's all in hand, I promise you.
My bookings are down, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It hasn't been easy for you, but, well, hopefully things will start to look up.
Now you're in charge, and you know I'm right behind you on all of your eco projects.
Yes, your support means a lot to me.
That's why I hope you'll be open to some radical new ways of thinking about what we do here.
I might be. What did you have in mind?
Well, firstly, I can't believe we're still keeping livestock.
Right, so what are you saying exactly?
I want us to get rid of it.
What, all of it?
Of course.
Well, that is radical.
I don't know how we can justify it.
Do we need to?
Of course we do. The way we farm here is totally out of tune with the zeitgeist.
How is it?
Do I even have to explain?
Well, yes.
Look how many people are turning vegan.
I know it's becoming more popular, but it's hardly mainstream.
Not yet, but it will be. People are so much more aware of the cruelty involved in farming.
Not on this farm.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. The animals have wonderful lives here until they're all slaughtered.
They might not have any lives at all if we
didn't... That's
irrelevant. We're a farm, Kate, trying to be both profitable and sustainable. As far as I'm concerned, grazing animals are an essential part of it.
They don't have to be. We've got 4 shares between us. We could swing it.
I couldn't possibly recommend making such a drastic change, not with everything else that's going on.
Ugh, well, what's the point in you taking over if you're going to be just like Dad?
I'm sorry to hear things have got this bad for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
But I think you're taking absolutely the right approach to this problem.
Really? You're not just trying to cheer me up?
No, I mean it.
It's a tough decision.
Oh, of course. But sometimes you have to take a short-term loss for long-term gain.
Oh, that's the way I look at it. Things are pretty dire at the moment.
Indeed.
This way, I feel I stand a chance of securing a future for the farm.
Well, I think you're right.
I'm glad. Not any of the family are going to see it that way.
No, I don't suppose they will.
It's not going to be popular.
Well, you'd never been a man to let that influence you, if you thought what you were doing was right.
No, and I do.
For the greater good?
Yeah, that's how I see it. It'll be better for everyone in the long run. They may not think so at present.
Well, I think it's very courageous.
Thank you. This is totally confidential, of course.
Of course.
Not a word to anyone, not even Lillian.
Brian, trust me. We never had this conversation.
Shall I clear the breakfast things away?
No, I can do that now. I'm sure you've got lots of things you need to get on with.
Yeah, I would like to give the shop a good turnout, but it won't take me a minute. Looks like you could do with a hand.
Oh, it's no point, really. Alwyn hasn't had her breakfast yet.
Oh, hasn't she?
There's no need to say it like that.
Honestly, Mum. She treats our home like a hotel.
She has been ill, you know.
She seems a lot better to me.
Well, her immune system's compromised from living in her car. She's got to take things slowly.
I hardly think her immune system would crack under the strain of loading the dishwasher.
Well, she does do the washing up.
So you say. I've never seen her.
She prefers to do it by hand. Saves water and energy.
Mm. Right, well, I'll get on then. Must have the farm looking at its best for the judging tomorrow.
We certainly must.
See you later. And get Alwyn to do the washing up.
I told you, she often...
Is the coast clear?
Morning, Alwyn. It's just me, if that's what you mean.
Now, would you like some breakfast?
Yes, but I'm perfectly capable of getting it myself. You must stop waiting on me, Pat.
Well, you've been ill. And you've still got that nasty cough.
It's a lot better now.
Really?
Yes. I thought I might go for a walk this morning once I've eaten. It's a beautiful day.
I'd love to show you round the farm.
Are you sure Helen can spare you when she's so busy getting ready for the big visit tomorrow?
Well, naturally, she wants to be sure the dairy and the shop and everywhere in between is looking its best.
Yeah, she has mentioned it once or twice. So shouldn't you be helping her choose the perfect cheese round?
She wouldn't trust me to do that. I'm probably better off out of the way.
I know the feeling. Right, a walk it is then.
Calm down, you greedy lot. There's enough there for eyes.
Morning. Well, it's nice to see a man happy at his work.
I don't know about that. They're really skittish this morning, nothing but trouble.
Want me to give you a hand?
Aye, why not?
So, how'd you get on yesterday?
Pretty good. They were well impressed.
Really?
Nearly just sounds so surprised.
Well, don't get me wrong. I think you're a great pig man.
You're not the only one.
They offered you the job then?
As good as.
What does that mean?
It means I'm still trying to make up my mind.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I love my pigs, obviously. It'd be a wrench to leave them.
Well, then why are you considering it?
The money's better.
Well, I've been thinking about what you said, and if it would help you make up your mind, I'm prepared to offer you £1.50 an hour more.
£1.50? I was banking on twice that.
All right, £2, but that's honestly as high as I can go.
For the same job?
For that money, I'd expect you to take on more managerial responsibility.
No me at all. She'd see what it's done to Neil. All done up like a dog's dinner.
You want more money for the same job? Well, that's a good deal.
Oh, they're offering me better.
Oh, all right. No more responsibility. Yeah, for some reason, I'd miss you if you went. And I'm sure the pigs would.
Thanks, mate. Nice to know I'm appreciated. I'll let you know as soon as I've made up my mind.
So, when did you decide to go into organics?
Oh, a long time ago. We were still renting the farm.
Oh, that was brave then.
Brave or crazy, which is what most people thought.
You've had the last laugh on them then, haven't you?
Up to a point. It's still not an easy option.
All the more credit to you. So, how did you get going?
Oh, we took things slowly. Just one field to start with. That one, actually.
The one with the building work going on? That's yours?
Well, it was.
You sold it? To a developer?
Justin Elliott. Tony's brother-in-law.
Keeping it in the family?
No, it wasn't like that.
He must have offered you a lot of money.
He did. We'd never have got that much any other way.
No.
It was life-changing. It'll hopefully secure the future of the farm for the children. If we can ever agree on what aspect it should be spent on.
How fortunate.
Not just that. They're going to include some affordable houses, you know, for local families.
They always say that.
It wasn't a decision we took lightly.
I'm sure it wasn't. I'm not sitting in judgment on you, Pat. But define affordable.
It just seemed like, well, we couldn't do anything else.
Yes, it always does. That's how the system sucks you in.
Morning. Lovely morning, isn't it?
Yes. Linda, this is my friend Olwyn. She's staying with me at the moment.
How do you do? Linda Snell.
Olwyn's a former activist.
Still very active, I think you'll find, Pat.
Good for you. It's so important, isn't it? Even at our time of life.
Our time of life?
Oh, I'm one myself, as Pat has no doubt told you.
No, she hasn't mentioned you, actually.
I didn't know you got a new dog, Linda.
She's very cute. Oh, aren't you, sweetheart?
Well, we're not keeping Thimble.
Oh, you're not sending this lovely dog to a refuge?
Of course not. I just borrowed her. We're looking for a new dog, but it's so hard to know which breed to go with.
Easy. Just go to a refuge and pick the one that takes your fancy.
Oh, I'm afraid we couldn't do anything that indiscriminate. So, I was saying to Robert, that's my husband, such a pity you can't kind of test drive them.
Odd way to look at another living creature.
But lo and behold, it turns out you can. Robert found this marvellous website.
I see, like Tinder for dogs.
Not at all like that.
No, the dogs can't swipe left.
So what breed is she?
A Shih Tzu.
What a pity we didn't bring Jack. He'd have loved her.
Oh, Robert's quite besotted, but I have an extensive list of criteria.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I was just telling Olwyn about us first going into organics.
Oh, yes.
I think it's splendid they were such early adopters.
And now, here you are, standing next to the field they sold to the developers. Oh, well, what times, what customs, as Cicero so wisely puts it.
I'm sorry, we're closed. Oh, it's you.
Yeah, I wanted to see what the emergency was. Never known you to close the shop on a working day.
The emergency is that Sheila Dillon is coming tomorrow.
Yes, to Judge Borsitcher Blue, not the farm shop.
She's bound to want to have a look around.
I doubt if she's going to worry if you've dusted behind the lentils.
Well, I wanted to get a feel for how we do things. Might influence her decision.
If you think it's worth polishing the potatoes for?
Of course it is. Think of the publicity if Borsitcher Blue wins.
Fair point.
Oh, I just hope Mum can keep Olwyn out of the way. Perhaps persuade her to have one of her hour-long baths.
I guess having a bathroom is a bit of a novelty for her.
The novelty of having to brush the children's teeth in the kitchen sink is wearing off for me. I just don't want Olwyn to ruin everything.
Is she likely to?
If this beat to her, yes. She doesn't care what she says or who's listening. The thing she says in front of Henry.
Don't suppose they're planning to interview Olwyn, though?
They might not mean to, but I can just see her wrenching the microphone off me so Radio 4 listeners can have the benefit of her many and varied opinions.
As opposed to yours.
And you can keep Jazza away, too.
He doesn't swear that much. For a Glaswegian.
I'd rather not take the risk.
Don't you think you're getting just a tiny bit paranoid?
Tom, it means so much to me. I don't want anything to spoil it.
All right, I'll try.
Thank you.
Though, not sure how much influence I have over Jazza at the moment. He's trying to decide whether to leave us or not.
Oh, he'll stay.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. And I don't want to rock the boat while he's deciding. Not even for Sheila Dillon.
Hey, Neil! Over here, mate!
Oh, hi, Jazza. You look like you're enjoying yourself.
Well earned paint in the spring sunshine. What's not you like?
I was just going to get myself a sandwich.
Hang on a minute. Any news on the job?
I'm afraid we can't see our way to offering it to you.
No. Man, I'm gutted.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You were a very interesting candidate, and we'd certainly consider you if anything comes up in the future. We'll keep your application on file.
No point. Bennett.
What?
Oh, I'm surprised you get the interview, to be honest. Can you see me working in one of the big sheds?
Well, no, but...
I like my pigs in the open air, and I like to be with them.
Then why did you apply?
That'd be telling. No hard feelings, though, eh?
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
How about I buy you a pint and we call it quits? Wait there, I'll bring it out to you.
But Jazza, I to think I went to the trouble.
Afternoon, Neil. Lovely day, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, what's happened? You're looking a little discombobulated.
Jazza McCreary, he's enough to discombobulate anybody.
Oh, I know. But don't let him spoil the sunshine for you.
No, I shouldn't. Oh, is this one of the dogs you're trying out? Mm. Robert told me all about it.
Yes, this is Thimble.
She looks very pretty.
Well, she's got a very good rear view.
I beg your pardon?
It's one of my criteria. I need a dog that looks good from the back.
Right. Can I ask why?
Well, that's the part you see the most of when you're walking them, isn't it, Neil?
Oh, yeah, I suppose it is.
Yes.
What other criteria do you have?
Well, she needs to get on with Constanza and Salieri, of course.
Oh, yes, of course. And does she?
Well, not entirely. They seem to think she's a little furry ball I've given them to play with.
Oh, dear.
Oh, she's very patient with them. So she's getting solid marks in most categories.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. But I do have a lot of other dogs I want to try out. Ah. So, we'd better get on with our walk.
Yes. Well, nice to meet you, Thimble. Mm.
Neil, tell me, do you know if Brian Aldridge has been here long?
I didn't know he was.
Yes, over there in the window seat, all hunched up over his laptop. I wonder what he's up to now.
It was a really difficult decision to make.
I've told you, Pat, you don't need to defend yourself.
Don't I?
You're not responsible for the historic inequity of land ownership or the profiteering caused by the current housing crisis.
That's a relief.
Oh, sorry. I didn't intend to lecture.
You must think I've strayed a very long way from my principles, though.
Well, I don't suppose you meant to, any more than I meant to be living on the streets. We're all surprised at where we end up.
Oh, hi, love. I'm just making a salad for lunch. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, fine by me.
We went for such a lovely long walk, I lost track of time.
You've been out? Oh, I'm glad your energy's returning, Orwin.
Thank you.
Well, in that case, maybe you could give Mum a hand with lunch. Chop a few tomatoes. Shouldn't be too strenuous.
Helen? Of course I'll help, Pat. I'll just go and wash my hands.
Oh, really? There's no need.
And don't worry, Helen. I won't spend too long in the bathroom.
Really, Helen? You didn't need to speak to Alwyn like
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, I know. It's just she...
She's a guest!
Then why doesn't she behave like one? I went to Bath Jack last night and the bath was full of her toenail clippings.
Oh, Helen, don't be so unkind. You know what she's been through.
Yes, I know.
You weren't this unfeeling when we volunteered with the homeless at Christmas.
Well, I wasn't living with them. I know. That makes me a hypocrite.
You could be a bit more generous. You usually are.
Okay. I'll apologise to her. I'll try and be more tolerant.
Good.
As long as you promise to keep her out of the way tomorrow.
Now, anything else I can get for you?
Toast? Sauce?
No, you're all right, thanks. This'll keep me going. Shouldn't you be on your way to the tea room?
No, Emma's gone in early. Anything to get away from Grange Farm.
All right. Well, still not talking to her?
Not if he can help it. He's still upset about Jake being at Andrews.
I know he's been through a lot, but he really shouldn't take it out on Emma.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe those two were ever married.
I know. Seems weird now.
Some people just shouldn't bother, should they? Oh. Look, Father, I didn't mean to...
I'm so sorry about last week.
Don't worry about it. It was just a misunderstanding.
Do you really mean that?
Yeah. I'd have forgotten about it if you didn't keep mentioning it.
OK, good. Because, you know, I was thinking, like, we might go out somewhere together.
Yeah. Is Emma covering for you the whole day?
Yeah. She's hoping to meet Sheila Dillon. Bit of a fan.
No, it's a nice idea, but I've got stuff to do.
Well, can you put it off?
Not really. Paperwork piling up, you know.
Paperwork. You are still annoyed with me.
No, I've told you. I was never annoyed with you. You know, I know how you feel about marriage. And
I thought you did.
No, it was a bit of a shock to hear it pointed out quite so forcefully.
I really didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Look, you didn't. You just bruised my ego a little bit. I'll get over it.
Come in.
I brought you some tea.
Oh, Pat, you shouldn't have.
I thought you might be tired after that long walk yesterday.
No, I'm fine. I was coming down soon.
Well, there's no need now.
I just got engrossed in my book. You've no idea what a luxury it is to read in bed.
No, I don't suppose I have.
Or to read at all. There are libraries, of course, but so many of them have closed or have their hours cut.
Oh, Alwyn, stay in bed and read all day if you want. I don't mind.
You're very kind. Oh, excuse me.
You still haven't shifted that cough, have you? Oh, just have a relaxing day lazing round the farm.
Sounds lovely. And, of course, has the added advantage of keeping me out of Helen's hair.
Well, that wasn't why I suggested it.
Oh, come off it, Pat. Helen doesn't want me to rock her boat, and I don't blame her.
Don't you?
Of course not. Naturally, she's on edge. This is a very big deal for her.
Yes, it is.
She deserves her turn in the spotlight, after all she's been through.
I can't believe she's made it this far sometimes.
You must be very proud of her.
I am.
Tell her she needn't worry about me. That woman, what's her name, has a lovely voice. But I'd rather hear it coming out of a radio.
He's saying it's fine, but I can see that I've really hurt his feelings. And I don't know what to do to make it up to him.
Ain't very nice to be rejected.
I wasn't rejecting him. I mean, he knows how I feel about marriage.
Are you sure you do?
What do you mean?
Are you sure there isn't just a tiny bit of you that's quite disappointed Harrison wasn't planning to propose?
No, of course not. You know I've never wanted to get married.
Yeah, I know that's how you felt in the past. I'm just wondering if being with Harrison has changed your mind.
Why would it?
Because he's a man you know absolutely you can trust.
Exactly. So I don't need a piece of paper to prove it.
Oh, marriage isn't just about the paperwork. It's a sign of commitment.
Well, which we don't need. We know we're committed to each other.
I know.
Being married didn't keep you and Dad together.
Oh, always comes back to your dad, doesn't it? That's what worries me.
But Harrison isn't anything like Dad.
Exactly. You can't rule out marriage because we made a mess of it.
Oh, you mean Dad did?
Oh, Fallon. You can't judge old men by your dad.
No, I don't. That's why I'm with Harrison.
And he's a good man. He'd never leave you.
Didn't you think that about Dad once?
Honestly? No. I hoped he wouldn't, but, well, he was always such a hard man to tie down.
I know. Oh, I don't need to tie Harrison down. Wish I could make him see that.
I'm afraid neither me nor your dad were very good role models.
Well, I found Harrison, didn't I?
Yes. Though it sounds like you're not entirely sure you want to keep him.
Just because I don't want to marry him. That is ridiculous.
Well, to you, maybe. But it might seem like that to Harrison.
I know I put it down here somewhere. Oh, I'm so sorry about this, Sheila.
Don't worry, it's not a problem.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Mum, this is Sheila Dillon.
I thought it must be. I'm very pleased to meet you.
My mum, Pat.
Well, it's lovely to meet you too. I'm very impressed by your farm.
Well, thank you.
Less impressed by my total inefficiency.
It'll turn up, don't worry. But why don't I go and let Susan and Clary show me the dairy and I'll leave you to find it in peace.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
It's fine. Take your time.
See you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
She seems really nice.
What are you looking for, love?
The folder with all the info about Borsetshire Blues provenance. I'm sure I left it here.
Oh, it's on the sideboard. Alwyn put it there.
What? Oh, Mum, why is she meddling with my things? It was so embarrassing not being able to find it. Sheila must have thought I was...
Alwyn was worried Jack might spill his orange juice on it. She could see it was important.
Oh, well, that was thoughtful of her.
So, how's it going?
Okay, I think. I wish Susie didn't go on quite so much about her new role as kafir manager.
And at least Sheila will be impressed by how keen she is.
Yeah, better get back before she starts telling her about Neil's new job too.
Have you had the cheese tasting yet?
No, that's what we're leading up to.
I'm sure she'll think it's delicious.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, let's find out.
Good luck, love. I'm sure you won't need it.
No. Where's Alwyn now?
She went back to bed.
Good. I mean, I'm sure she could do the rest.
It was him making that will. Really freaked me. Made everything seem so serious all of a sudden.
I'm pleased he takes things seriously for both of you. If Wayne had been a bit more like that...
Well, who knows? Maybe I am more like my dad than I think.
But you're not.
Well, what's wrong with taking one day at a time?
You've got a house and a mortgage together. You're committed to the future already.
Well, that doesn't mean we have to start making wills.
No, Harrison's just making sure that if anything happens to him, you'll get his share of the house.
I know, Mum, but it just freaks me out a bit.
He's a police officer, darling. He's just being sensible. Of course, if you were married, it would come to you automatically.
Oh, don't start. Don't undo all your good work.
All right, I won't. Anyhow, I better go and get Brian his coffee.
Why is he working on his laptop in here, anyway?
Search me. That man is a law unto himself.
You're sure the coast's clear?
Yes, they'll still be in the dairy.
Then let's get the ingredients for our organic lunch.
You don't have to cook it.
It's the least I can do after all you've done for me. Ooh, if I could afford it.
I'll pay.
I didn't think you'd be charging such high prices.
Oh, we have to, I'm afraid. It's what it costs to produce food organically.
And this is the farm shop. And, you've met my mum.
Helena, I thought you'd still be in the dairy.
And her friend.
Yeah, yes, this is Alwyn. Good to meet you. I quite admire your programme.
That's always nice to hear.
I think you could go a little deeper sometimes.
Don't you and Alwyn have somewhere you need to be?
Yes, perhaps
I mean, we're always limited by time, but did you have any particular issue in mind?
Well, what I was just talking to Pat about. It's appalling that it's so much more expensive to produce food ethically.
Well, that's a big topic.
Well, that shouldn't stop you. It's the inequities of food production you should be concentrating on, not some posh cheese, however delicious.
If you mean Borsetshire Blue...
Alwyn, I think we should leave Sheila in peace now. Enjoy the rest of your visit with us.
I'm sure I shall.
I'll keep listening.
You do that.
Oh, so sorry about that.
Don't be. I've heard worse.
Oh, dear. Did I go too far?
Don't worry about it.
Helen's face.
Well, can't be helped now.
But I always have spoken my mind.
Yes.
Can never stop letting my tongue run away with me. That's my trouble. Do you think I should go back in and apologise?
No, I don't.
Will Helen be cross with me?
Well, at least you said the cheese was delicious.
So it should be at that price. But still, it's not funny, really. After you've all been so kind to me.
No. Would you be happier if I went back in just to make sure everything's okay?
Oh, yes, please. I think I need to go for a very long walk.
Well, sorry, you busy? Is this police stuff?
No, I was just trying to find us a cheaper energy supplier.
You never stop, do you?
Being boring?
I'm trying to look after me.
I'm sorry about this morning.
Oh, you don't need to be. It's not your fault I'm so touchy about, you know what. It's me who should be apologising.
For sticking to your principles?
Well, I think that's putting it a bit high. For finding it hard to recover from my childhood.
Hey, I know all that. I don't care. I want to be with you on any terms whatsoever.
And I want you. So, I'm going to do something that will make you very happy.
Ooh, sounds promising.
That's something practical.
Oh.
I'm going to make my will, too.
Oh, that's brilliant. Hey, I can easily find the site for you.
Whoa, I didn't mean right this minute. I'm a one day at a time girl, remember?
And I'm a planner. And you know what that makes us?
What?
The perfect couple. Married or not.
Honestly, Mum, if that woman has cost me the Food and Farming Award...
Oh, don't be so melodramatic. Sheila seemed quite amused.
Well, she's a very nice lady, luckily.
She'll be inviting Alwyn on the programme next.
Not funny, Mum. Well, no wonder Alwyn ended up homeless. She's impossible to live with.
That is a terrible thing to say.
Well, she is. Isn't it about time you suggested she move on?
Where to? I'm not forcing her out onto the streets again until we can think of something else. What's that?
I don't know. I didn't write it.
It's probably Alwyn. She did say she was going out for a walk.
Look, I don't mean to sound uncharitable, Mum. Her staying here was only supposed to be until she was better, and she is.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
She's gone.
Well, what does she say?
My dear Pat, thank you so much for letting me stay. You don't know what it has meant to me to have been part of a home again, and especially a home with such lovely children in it.
Mum.
But a home is more than just a roof over your head, and I think you will all be more comfortable if I leave. I thank your family for their forbearance, and you for being such a good friend. That's meant a lot to me.
That's it? She doesn't say where she's gone?
No. But I'm going to find her again. Society may have failed Alwyn every step of the way, and I'm damned if we're going to.
Clary, love, why don't you sit down for a minute? I'll dish that out.
Oh.
It's supposed to be your day off.
It was nice of Helen.
Yeah, sounds like she thought you deserved it. You were obviously a hit with that radio woman.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just wasn't bending her ear about kefir all the time.
No.
Or lecturing her about the extortionate prices in the farm shop.
Do you want any soup saving for William?
Oh, maybe a bit. He's late, isn't he? I hope he's not buying up half of Felpisham.
Oh, probably is. Is that determined to make this evening special for when Jake comes home?
Oh, hello, love.
Hiya.
Oh, you're just in time to stop us finishing off your mum's minestrone.
Well, you have it. I grabbed something in Felpisham.
Oh, you have been busy.
Yeah. I thought you were just going to get him that vintage Sabutio.
Yeah, but then I thought we could make it a real board game evening.
Oh, well, that's a nice idea, love.
Well, Nick would have liked it. She was always trying to get them off their phones and doing stuff as a family. Anyway, I'll get this lot upstairs and out of the way.
Need a hand?
No, I can manage. See you in a bit.
I'll put the kettle on. Yeah, nice idea.
Yeah, just hope the kids throw themselves into it as much as he is. He's done nothing but talk about Jake all week.
Yeah, when it wasn't ringing him or texting him.
He just doesn't seem to get them. What Jake needs is a bit of space. Oh, no, he's still missing Nick.
Oh, well, we all are. I still expect her to walk through the door and say it's all been a mistake.
I know what you mean. Well, that's not going to happen, is it? William needs to start letting go.
Oh, love, how can he? So soon.
Yeah, it may be, but he's doing himself no good carrying on the way he is.
I know.
And it's not doing the kids any good either.
It's so hard for him, though.
That's why I wondered if it might not be a bad thing if Jake were to stay with his dad a bit longer.
Really?
In fact, well, I've been wondering if, well, is this really the right environment for Jake? He's obviously struggling.
What, take a break, you mean? Stay with Andrew for a couple more weeks?
Well, or for as long as he needs to.
Bertie. How could you even suggest...
Are you? You sure you don't want that soup, son?
Oh, no, no. You finish it. I've had an idea, Mum.
Have you, love?
Would you think you could cook one of your special pizzas for tea? You know it's Jake's favourite.
Enjoying your bagel?
I am. It's excellent.
Mm. We were always sneaking out to buy them when I was in sixth form.
Well, I don't blame you.
I was just pleased to find the shop was still there.
Not everything's changed, Dan. This was a very nice idea. It's ages since I've had a picnic by the river.
I thought you deserved a treat.
I'm having one. Posh crisps and everything.
I thought we could go for a walk after. I haven't been along the riverside path since... Well, I can't remember when.
I can. That sounds a bit more ominous.
Why? I used to do it a lot when I was at the cathedral school.
Yeah, usually when you'd got something difficult to tell me and wanted to distract me by pointing out exotic wildfowl.
Was it that obvious?
I'm afraid so. Am I right?
In a way.
It's not... I mean, everything's all right with you and Dorothy.
Oh, so, yeah, we're fine.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
But there is a tricky subject I need to raise.
Go on, then.
Dad, I know you used to have a gambling problem.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
But I thought you ought to know that... Well, that I know.
How long have you known?
Not long. I only found out this week.
Ah, so Shula told you. Good God, she really must hate me.
No, it wasn't Mum.
Who, then? Oh, Kenton, of course.
Please don't be angry with him. He did have some good reasons.
Oh, did he? And did he tell you I have it totally under control, thanks to Gamblers Anonymous? I go to meetings, I have a sponsor, I haven't gambled for years.
Yes, he did tell me all of that.
Oh, then why did he feel it necessary to tell you?
He wanted me to know that Mum stood by you.
Yeah, she did. She was amazing. Although...
Did she drive you to it?
No, not in any way. Don't blame your mother.
What were you going to say then?
Well, maybe we never fully recovered from it. Maybe that's what this is all about.
But it was such a long time ago.
I broke her trust, Dan, in ways I really don't want to discuss with you.
Did you have an affair?
No, not in that way. It's nothing like that.
Right.
I thought I'd won back her trust. I tried so hard.
I'm sure you did.
I never thought I was good enough for your mother. Finally, she agrees with me.
No, Dad, you mustn't think like that.
Well, it's hard not to.
Then, shall I tell you someone you were always good enough for?
Wish you would.
Me, Dad. You were always good enough for me.
Might not be able to get all of it at the village shop.
Ah, that's all right. I've got time to pop into Borchester.
What about Poppy?
Well, I'll text you if I need you to collect her. Bye now.
Bye. See? He's obsessed. At the beginning of the week, you wouldn't hear of anyone except him fetching Poppy.
Well, don't that prove to you how much he's missing Jake?
Of course he's missing Jake, but...
Well, then how can you even think Jake not living here would make things better?
Clary, I know he loves Jake. We all do.
Well, then.
But neither William nor you are seeing things from Jake's point of view.
And you think tearing him away from the family he's known for all these years would help?
Being surrounded by constant reminders of his mum ain't helping neither.
And William doesn't want the children to forget Nick.
Yeah, fat chance of that when they're visiting her every other day.
Well, I agree. That's too much.
It's not nice for Jake. Ooh, I know how he feels.
Has he said something to you?
He doesn't have to. Well, I lost my mum too.
Yes, of course. Oh, love, I'm sorry. I didn't think...
Oh, that's okay. Look, all I'm saying is I can appreciate where Jake's coming from.
Yeah, of course you can.
Dad behaved exactly the same way William is when me mum died.
They are quite alike.
Banging on and on about his Susan. She was my Susan too.
Oh, look.
Turning her into some kind of saint like William's doing to Nick, it got in the way of me memories. And I think that's what William's doing to Jake. The lad needs to be able to grieve in his own way, not the way William's doing it.
I know.
He's got another family and another parent, come to that. He'd be well looked after with Andrew and Ellie.
William can't lose Jake as well. It would finish him.
Yeah, but this isn't just about William. We have to stand back, love. Try to see what's best for everyone.
I don't see how this would be best for anyone.
I'm just trying to warn you. Jake may think differently. And we've all got to be prepared for that.
There. Now you're all done.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hi. Thanks, Chelsea. You can get him ready for the next ride now.
Sorry, am I interrupting?
No, no. So, did you have a good time with Dorothy?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Good.
Gave me a bit of perspective.
I needed that too. I'm so sorry about what I said on Sunday.
I'm sorry too.
I didn't marry Alistair just to give you a father. It was much more than that.
You really don't have to explain.
But on Sunday you said...
Sunday seems like a long time ago. I've learnt a lot since then.
Have you?
Yeah. I know about Dad's gambling problem now.
He told you that? Why?
No, it wasn't Dad who told me. It was Kenton.
Kenton? He had no right.
He was sticking up for you.
Oh. Well, that was kind, but that's really not relevant. Not now. Well,
that's not what Dad thinks.
He's mistaken.
He's still looking for reasons, Mum.
Oh, you won't find them there. I don't know why Kenton thought it would help you.
He just wanted me to understand that you're both human, I suppose.
Well, certainly that.
I used to think you were perfect. Guess all kids think that about their parents, though, don't they?
I only wish that had been true.
It couldn't be. I get it now.
No, it couldn't.
But you made my childhood perfect for me. That's what fooled me.
Oh, you weren't being fooled, darling. Your childhood wasn't a lie. We loved you. And each other then.
So Dad wasn't being fooled?
No. He was amazing.
Your knight in shining armour.
Oh, yes, but so much more. And I'll always be very grateful to him.
Grateful? Such a cold word.
Oh, Dan, it's all I feel now. What I felt then, it's gone.
Yes, you've made that pretty obvious.
Because I can't pretend. I remember that feeling. I know I loved him once, but it's gone.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. Slightly.
Thank you.
But what I don't get is the way that you're treating him.
I'm sorry, I don't know what else to do.
Seriously? Aren't you supposed to be a Christian? Doesn't that give you a few clues?
Daniel!
You're being cruel, Mum. Cruel and unfeeling.
Don't say that.
I don't recognise you. And you may not love my dad anymore, but I do.
Well, what do you want me to do?
If you want to make things right between us.
Yes.
Start treating Dad the way he deserves.
Oh, hello, love. Managed to get everything?
Oh, not quite, but it doesn't matter.
No, I'm sure I'll be able to improvise.
No, I didn't mean that. You don't have to make the pizza tonight. Jake texted me while I was out. He won't be coming home tonight.
Why not?
Well, Andrew's managed to get hold of a couple of tickets for the football. And Jake's really excited.
And you don't mind? You were so looking forward to seeing him.
He'll be back on Sunday.
You've got all your games and everything.
It's all right. We'll just do it Sunday. You can make the pizza then.
Of course I will. Yeah. But are you sure you're okay with that?
Yeah. It'll give me time to make his coming home even more special.
I suppose a couple of nights don't make that much difference.
No. And then Jake will be back where he belongs.
Yes, love. Of course he will.
Thank you.
This is the BBC.
Hi, I'm Simon King, and before you go, I just wanted to tell you about a new podcast from myself and Claire Nazir. It's called Under the Weather, and in it we're joined by a range of experts to explore some of weather's most interesting and challenging questions.
Should we still be worried about the hole in the ozone layer? It's a big question.
There's all sorts of approaches to come up with a technique that could cool the planet.
That's Under the Weather, and you can find it wherever you found this.